Go back.
We thank God that I can come to Chinese Christian Church of Woodbury to be part of this evangelistic meeting.
这个朱牧师他的国语进步很多啊。
Pastor Chu's Mandarin has improved quite a bit.
我最初认识他的时候，我想他不会讲国语啊，那个时候。
When I first got to know him, I don't think he can actually can quite speak Mandarin.
感谢神，他真的是很勇敢。
And we thank the Lord, he is a very brave man.
在一个讲国语的教会里面服侍。
And actually serving in a Mandarin-speaking church.
我也很感谢神，今天看到许多的老朋友。
I also thank God that I can get to see a lot of old friends.
也有很多新的朋友从来没有见过的。
And also a lot of new friends whom I haven't seen before.
这是我很感谢神的。
I really thank the Lord.
那么我们知道今天我们是所谓的
We are now at the Chinese Christian Church of Woodbury.
那么在圣经上，主耶稣常常问很多问题。
And in the Bible, Jesus asks a lot of times a lot of questions.
我不知道你们有没有注意到。
I don't know if you noticed that.
有一次有一个弟兄问我。
And one time a brother asked me.
他说，主耶稣不是知道所有的事情吗？
Doesn't Jesus know everything?
为什么他还要问问题呢？
Why does he even have to ask questions?
那不是不真实吗？
Isn't that kind of disingenuous?
我不知道你们会怎么回答。
I don't know how you would answer that.
但是主耶稣常常用问题让我们来思想一些事情。
A lot of times Jesus used questions so that we can contemplate on various things.
我觉得主耶稣也是一个非常非常标准的所谓的 biblical counselor。
And also, I think Jesus is also a very standard, very excellent biblical counselor.
我自己相信做一个圣经的辅导，就是说以圣经为准的辅导，他必须要问很多问题。
And actually, I see that you actually truly be a biblical counselor, you have to ask a lot of questions.
那么很多时候你都已经知道答案了。
A lot of times you already know the answer.
你的目的不是要知道答案，要人家告诉你答案是什么。
The point is not to get to know the answer, but actually trying to get the person whom you ask the answer.
你的目的是要他去想。
The whole point is for him to think about these things.
因为我们平常很多时候我们会讲，我们一直讲，一直讲。
A lot of times we just keep talking and talking.
我们很少去想。
We never stopped and think.
如果旁边有一个人稍微点他一下。
And actually, if there's someone on the side kind of nudge him a little bit,
他就会去想这个问题。
He would actually stop and think about this question.
所以我们今天看这个是主耶稣问的问题, huh?
This is a question that Jesus asked.
这是在约翰福音第一章38节里面所发生的。
And this happens in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 38.
那时候有两个曾经是施洗约翰的门徒。
There were two disciples who were the disciple of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰，你们都认识吗？
Do you know John the Baptist?
他是另外一个圣经上的 character.
He's another character in the Bible.
那么他这两个门徒听了他的鼓励之后，他们就转去跟随主耶稣。
And these two disciples heard John's encouragement. He went to actually listen to Jesus.
主耶稣看着他们跟着他来。
And Jesus saw them following him.
他就问他们，你们要什么？
And Jesus asked them, "What are you seeking?"
如果我们从英文看 "What are you seeking?" 这就是他问他们的问题。And
that is the question, "What are you seeking?"
今天晚上我也是一样，用主耶稣的问题，首先要问你们，你在寻找什么？In
the same way, I want to ask the same question that Jesus asked, "What are you seeking?"
你来参加教会的布道会。
You come and join the evangelistic meeting in the church.
你要听到什么？
What do you want to listen? What do you want to hear?
你期望听到什么？
What are you hoping to hear?
在教会里面，大家对布道会的印象都是全神贯注，集中在邀请未信主的朋友。
And then they, from your experience, it's probably like in, for an evangelistic meeting that you actually all focus on trying to feed you everything about Jesus.
And actually
call you gospel friend.
或者是我们称他为慕道友。
And also you can see the gospel seeker.
那所以当我们来参加布道会的时候，我们这个讲的内容对象啊，要不然就是罪啦，要不然就是得救啦。
And actually, a lot of times the content is about sin, about salvation.
所以我们常常以为布道会就是一些很基本的真理。
And a lot of times you think about God evangelistic meeting is about these basic doctrines.
那另外一方面，因为我们信主越久的时候，我们认识不信主的人越来越少。
The longer we become Christians, the less Christian, non-Christian friends we get to know.
那么所以很多时候我们来参加这个布道会呢，我们很多时候没有福音朋友，我们就不来了。
And a lot of times when you actually don't have seekers friends, we just don't bother coming.
或者呢，就是都是弟兄姐妹来参加。
And on the other hand, it's like all brothers and sisters coming to join us.
这是我们过去对布道会我们的 我们的印象
And this is the kind of concept that we have in the past about evangelistic meeting.
朝着哪个方向？我看看，应该按这个。啊，你先，等一下，这是，这是，OK，OK，这个要左边那个，试试看。
好，那么什么叫做布道会呢？
What does it mean by evangelistic meeting?
布道会就是讲神国的道。And
evangelistic about is about the way of the kingdom of God.
耶稣是个最好的布道家。And
Jesus the greatest evangelist.
因为他对神认识最清楚。Because
he actually is the one who know God the best.
其实他就是神。And
because he himself is God.
他对人也认识很清楚。He
also get to know man very well.
他也知道将来会发生什么事情。He
would also know that what's going to happen in the future.
但是他出来传道的时候,
But when he came out to actually share the gospel,
他就是传讲神国的道。He
actually talks about a kingdom of heaven.
那他也差遣他的门徒出去, 也是传讲神国的道。He
also sent his disciples to go out and actually talk about the kingdom of heaven.
那么这个是在路加福音第十章第九节里面所说到的。
And actually, this is talked about in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 9.
那在新约里面有一个最大的，就是说神最很重用的一个使徒叫保罗，他也是传讲神国的道。
And there is another apostle that God used quite a bit, Apostle Paul. He also talked about the way of the kingdom.
那么在腓立比书第二章16节，那边就告诉我们，他用另外一个名词叫做生命之道。
And at the book of Philippians, chapter 2, it talks about the word of life.
换句话讲，就是这个神国的道是可以改变人的生命。
In other words, this the way about the kingdom of heaven can change people's lives.
不但是能够改变人的生命，而且可以活出来的生命。
Not only will it change man's life, and also this life can be lived out.
所以我们可能比较能够容易了解主耶稣为什么他说我就是道路真理生命。
And that's why you can see why Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
在他身上我们可以看得很清楚。
In his life, we can see very clearly.
那么不但是, 主耶稣或者是使徒们,
Not only about Jesus, but also apostles.
那我们在历史历代，我们也看见在教会历史上面，有很多的人因为听到这个生命之道而生命被改变。
And also throughout the history that we also see that a lot of people, after they hear about this gospel, their lives were changed.
像最有名的圣奥古斯丁,
And the very famous one is St. Augustine.
我们都很清楚他得救的过程,
we also need to really get to know how he actually his salvation was like.
然后我们最近常常听到的马丁路德,
And we also hear a lot about Martin Luther.
他也是一样。
In the same way, he's just like that.
那么在500年前发生的事情,
It actually happened 500 years ago.
那么后来过了几百年之后, 我们听到英国有一个叫 John Bunyan 的,
And actually, a few hundred years later, we also hear about in England by the name of John Bunyan.
那么他也是一样。
In the same way.
还有很多其他的人都是一样。
And a lot of people in the same way.
那么现在呢，在你的周围仍然还继续的发生。
And actually, in the same way, surrounding you, this continue to happen.
你现在左右前后左右看一看。
And turn around and like look at your what who's in front of you and the back of your left and right.
这些都是这个生命之道改变人了。
And this is the way of the word of life that actually changed you.
也许你自己还没有信主。
Perhaps you have not accepted Jesus.
那么也没有相信这个神国的道。
And you don't get to know this kingdom of heaven.
但是也许你从你的配偶身上你就看见这个生命之道表现出来。
Perhaps through your friend that you can see the expression of the kingdom of heaven.
那么这个道是从哪里来的？
Where does this word come from?
圣经上告诉我们说，如果一个人没有听见过这个道，他是不可能得救的。
And the scripture tells us that unless you hear about this word, you will not be able to receive the salvation.
来了，他也不可能信。
Not only do actually that they need to believe.
那么这个道是从哪里来呢？
Where does this word come from?
圣经。
The Bible.
圣经就是我们的权威。
And the Bible is our authority.
那么刚才朱牧师说我15岁就信接受了耶稣。
And Pastor Chu just said now that I became accepted Jesus when I was 15.
那么接受耶稣之后迷迷糊糊的。
And actually, accepting Jesus was a little bit confusing.
那么听了很多的道。
And hear a lot about a lot of the word.
那些道都是告诉我你要怎么样做好，你要怎么样做对的事情。
And these words tell me what you got to do and how you got to do to behave well.
那我自己有闽南浸信会的背景。
And I came from Minnan, a Baptist church.
那么我自己，我们在每一个主日崇拜完了之后都要念很多的这个条文。
And actually, after all the service, we actually need to read a lot of different lyrics.
每一个礼拜都重复。
And repeat it every Sunday.
就告诉我们不可以撒谎。
And tell us we cannot lie.
不可以作弊。
And actually, you cannot cheat.
不可以喝酒。
You cannot drink alcohol.
不可以抽烟。
You cannot smoke.
连烟酒的买卖都不可以做。
You cannot even buy and sell alcohol and cigarettes.
我就是这样子在教会里面长大的。
I grew up in that kind of church.
但是到了大学之后呢？
And once I got to college,
我发现我自己行为并不是像我每天每个礼拜那样读的那种样子。
And I thought the way I live my life is not quite what I talked about on church, in church every Sunday.
但是我记住一点。
But I still remember one thing.
我是个基督徒，所以我应该有一个好表现。
I'm a Christian, and therefore I should have good behavior.
不过真的不错啊。
Actually, it wasn't too bad.
我的同学考试都作弊啊。
And all my friends and actually were cheating during exam.
我不作弊的。
I didn't cheat.
那么我也不随随便便跟他们出去乱搞。
And I didn't go out and fool around with them.
但是问题还是在。
But the problem is still there.
后来来到美国之后。
And after I got to the US.
有一个机会让我知道我应该要读圣经。
By chance, I actually get to know that I need to read the scripture.
那时候我也心里面也很渴慕的，很想要读圣经。
And at that time, I have that desire in my heart that I want to study the scripture.
我记得那就是40年前。
I remember that was 40 years ago.
那么我立下了一个心志。
And actually, I set my mind to it.
我一定要有系统的去读圣经。
I wanted to study the scripture systematically.
我到了几岁的时候，我就要读多少遍。
And actually, by a certain age, I want to read that so many times.
感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
让我能够达到这些目的。
I was able to achieve these goals.
但是最重要的一点。
But it's the most important thing.
或者是说两点。
Or perhaps two.
那么第一个就是我看见我自己生命的改变。
And the first is I saw changes in my own life.
就是因为圣经上的话。
Because of what I read from the scripture.
第二。
And second.
加上我做了传道人之后。
After I became a pastor.
这么多年。
So, so many years.
我读了圣经很多很多遍。
I read the scripture many, many times.
我越来越发现一件事情。
And more and more I find out this thing.
你知道圣经真的是神所写的。
And actually, indeed, the scripture was written by God.
圣经真的是讲关于我们人的事情。
And indeed, the scripture talked about our man's life.
当然，前提是讲到神。
Of course, in the beginning, it was about God.
而且圣经是非常合于人性的。
And the scripture is also very easy to be believed by man.
所以我自己相信。
So therefore, I personally believe.
圣经真的是有权威的。
And the Bible truly has authority.
我们过去有时候会碰到一些还没有信主的朋友。
In the past, you may run into some friends who are not Christians.
也许我们中间你也有同样的经历。
But perhaps you have the same kind of experience.
你就说基督徒你们讲来讲去都是围着圣经。
And you might say the Christians, all you keep talking about is the Bible.
这英文叫做 circular argument.
And these are the circular arguments.
当然圣经它的权威不是只单单从圣经里面出来的。
Of course, the scripture authority is not only just from the scripture itself.
也有外在的证明。
There are also external evidence.
因为圣经里面提到很多关于历史、人物还有地理。
Because the scripture talks about a lot of historic characters and also places.
现在从考古学的研究来看。
There are a lot of archaeological findings from that standpoint.
慢慢他们发现很多过去圣经上所提到的一些城的名字还有人的名字。
And actually kept finding that all the names that scripture talk about and also places names and also people's names.
这就是外证。
This is external evidence.
但是内证真的是它从里面就有的。
And actually internal evidence is actually coming from within.
不过如果有人跟你传讲神的道。
But if you actually someone come to share to with you about God's word,
他就拿着一本圣经翻来覆去的就在那边跟你讲。
And actually taking Bible and flipping back and forth and keep talking to you.
也许你不一定同意。
Perhaps you don't agree.
不过你应该很高兴。
But you should be very happy.
高兴什么呢？
Why are you happy?
在所谓现代所谓的相对主义非常非常流行的这个环境之下。
And actually in our conditions of opposing conditions, and when you contrast that,
你很高兴这个人不是胡思乱讲，胡思乱讲。
You'll be happy that this person is not just kind of talking all over the place and totally confusing.
他跟你讲的也不是从他心里揣摩出来的东西。
And what he talks about is not something that comes from his own heart.
他心里揣摩出来的东西，你当然觉得没有权威嘛，对不对？
And actually, whatever he comes from himself, you would think that there is no authority.
如果真的是那个样，
if that's indeed the case,
他就是凭空乱讲。
And actually, just kind of pulling.
完全是从他心里面揣摩而来的东西的话。
Coming out from his own heart, pulling out of thin air.
我也会 challenge 那个人。
I would also challenge that man.
当我们在传讲这些事情的时候，
And when we're sure about all these things,
我们所凭的是什么呢？
What is the evidence by which we base?
就是这一本书，大约是在，大概1900年到200年前就已经成书的一本相当相当的古书。
And this book that was established between 1900 and 2000 years, and somewhat an old book.
我们叫做 ancient book.
We call it the ancient book.
历年来有许许多多的人反对。
And for so many years, people trying to oppose it.
但是它从来不改变它的内容。
But the content has not changed.
从来不会修订它的内容。
And actually, the content didn't need to be changed.
除了有不同的翻译版本之外。
Perhaps they're just kind of different translation.
那些翻译版本让我们能够比较越来越了解它经文的内容是什么意思。
And different versions of translation allow us to get to know the content better and better.
但是这么多年来，它从来不会为了迎合人的胃口而改变它的内容。
But so many years not to try to accommodate people's tastes and change the content.
也从来不会因为为了要赶上时代潮流而改变它的内容。
And also not trying to keep up with the times and change the content.
今天晚上你们来到这里。
And tonight you came here tonight.
也许你不认识我。
Perhaps you don't know me.
你心里面想这个讲员到底是谁。
And perhaps you think this speaker, who is he?
默默无闻。
I just keep mumbling on.
我很喜欢是一个默默无闻的人哈。
I kind of like someone who is mumbling on.
他是叫做照着字翻译哈。
I translate literally.
那么凭什么你就在上面 blah 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 一直讲
？And actually just kind of kept going and kept talking.
过去也有很多人讲说我不信圣经。
And a lot of people say I don't believe in the Bible.
我是搞科学的。
I study the science.
我相信无神论。
I'm agnostic.
我常常会问他们，我说你有没有用一种所谓的以科学的精神来看圣经？
I would ask him, have you actually used a scientific method to actually study the Bible?
通常他们会回答说，哦，翻过了。
And actually, they might say, yes, I have tried that.
没有仔细的看过。
Not in detail.
其实很多时候我们会发现这些人从来没有看过圣经。
Actually, a lot of times you find out these people have never read the Bible.
我相信一个科学家他是不会这样子做的。
I would think that the scientists would not do things like that.
从来没有看过的东西就随随便便的反对。
And actually something that you have not seen before and just object blindly.
但是我们要看圣经有没有讲科学的东西。
We have to take a look if the scripture talk about scientific things.
我不是科学家哈。
I'm not a scientist.
那么圣经也不是专门讲科学的东西。
And actually, the scripture is not about, it's not a science book.
但是有一件事情你会发现。
But one thing you discover.
就是在世界上几个古老的民族。
And actually, a lot of old.
他们有对于宇宙的来源，他们有他们的传统的相信的事情。
In a lot of ancient cultures, they have their common belief in terms of where the world come from.
比方说像印度教。
Perhaps you talk about Hinduism,
或者是希腊神话
and also the
希腊的神话
Latin stories,
还有就是巴比伦他们的传统
and actually traditions from Babylon.
你知道，只有圣经上讲宇宙的来源，还有地球的来源，是最合乎现代的科学发现。
And you see that the genesis of the universe, actually, it's really the most fitting one is the scripture one.
现在的我们知道，地球不是几个大海龟扛着在那里，在宇宙的浩瀚里面晃来晃去。
And we know that the universe not just kind of floating around from all these different Milky Ways.
那么宇宙也不是一个人叫做 Atlas 在那边扛着，让他这个存在在这个地方。
In the universe also not held up by the mythical character Atlas.
他们真的是这样想的。
And actually, they were indeed thinking like that.
我觉得就好像以前我们中秋节刚刚过，对不对
？And actually, we just have the Mid-Autumn Festival.
我们以前觉得中秋这个月亮上面有什么啊
？And what do we actually used to think that who's on the moon?
现在我们没有了，是不是啊？
And we don't think like that anymore.
因为人都上去过了嘛。
Because man has been on the moon.
我们现在也是一样。
In the same way, we are like that.
那么过去的那些传统
，all these traditions in the past,
统统被科学打破了。
And all defeated by scientific principles.
只有圣经是最靠近。
And actually, the only thing is the scripture is the closest.
地球，圣经上告诉我们说，地球是悬在空中的。
And the scripture tells us the earth is suspended in air.
在约翰福音第二约伯记第二十六章第七节那边很清楚的告诉我们。
The book of Job 26 verse 7 clearly tells us.
那么在创世纪里面有一件事情，我自己前一阵子在读的时候我就注意到了。
And actually, the book of Genesis, one thing that I was when reading it, I noticed this.
在那个地方，神说他在空中设立了两个光。
Actually, the God said it was set up two lights.
一个是大的，一个是小的。
A large one and a small one.
大的管昼。
And actually, the larger.
大的管白天。
And larger is in charge of the daytime.
小的管夜。
And the small one is in charge of the night.
你们有没有想过
？Have you ever thought about this?
我们平常看月亮跟太阳的时候。
And when we actually look at the sun and the moon.
如果我们没有现代的所谓的这些太空科学的知识。
Unless we have all the astronomical knowledge that we have today,
我们总是认为月亮比较大。
And we would think that the moon is a little bigger.
太阳比较小。
The sun is a little smaller.
但是圣经上在创世纪的时候，他就告诉我们说，大的是管昼，小的是管夜。
In the book of Genesis tell us the larger ones in control the day and smaller one night.
如果照着我们人的想法，
if you actually think from a human standpoint,
是反过来的。
It's just the opposite.
但是圣经上让我们看见实际上是什么回事。
But the scripture tell us indeed what it's like.
这就是圣经上告诉我们的。
And this is what the scripture tell us.
那么刚才我们都是铺路而已哈。
Actually, just what we have been doing is just paving the way.
那么这两天呢，我要跟大家分享的呢有四个方向。
And actually, what I'd like to share with you is four different aspects.
第一个方向我们刚才已经讲完了。
And actually, we just got done with the first one.
Hopefully, 你已经听进去了。
Hopefully, you have the accepted it.
那么第二个方向。
And the second one is direction.
就是讲神。
And that's about God.
既然是神的道，神的国。
And actually, this is the God's word and God's kingdom.
那么我们必须要讲这一位神是谁。
And we have to talk about who this God is.
这也是圣经上告诉我们。
It's also what Scripture tells us.
那么第三件事情我们要讨论的。
The third thing that we also need to talk about
是人。
Is man.
那么最后一件事情我们要讨论的。
And the last thing we also need to talk about
也就是圣经上最中心的一个人物。
And actually, it's the central character in the Bible.
就是耶稣。
And that is Jesus.
那么人跟耶稣，我们会在明天晚上会讨论。
And man and Jesus, we also will talk about tomorrow night.
今天晚上我们会讲神。
And tonight we'll talk about God.
既然是神的道，当然是以神为中心。
Of course, when we talk about God's word, the central figure is God.
圣经上每一卷书都提到神。
In the scripture, every single book is all talking about God.
圣经总共有几卷书啊？
How many books are there in the Bible?
啊？哎，66卷书。
66 books.
只有一本书没有提到神这个字。
There is only one book that had not talked about the word God.
就是以斯帖记。
And that is the book of Esther.
圣经到底是什么？
And what is the Bible?
圣经其实就是神把他自己介绍给人。
And the Bible is how God introduced himself to man.
如果我们用神学上的字语来讲的话，
If you actually talk about things in theological standpoint,
就叫做启示。
And actually it's about revelation.
其实很简单，对我来讲，我一直了解的就是神帮他把他自己介绍给我。
Actually very simple is how God introduced himself to us.
对不对？他就告诉我，他说我是神嘛。
Is it not true? He said, I am God.
我觉得很合我们人情味的。
And actually, kind of fit the man's taste.
是不是啊？我们如果不认识，等一下你来跟我介绍，我就问你叫什么名字啊？你说我叫什么名字哈？
If I get just later, if I get to know you, you might ask yourself, "What is your name?" Then you introduce yourself to me.
我就会相信那是你的名字，对不对
？I would trust that that's your name, isn't it?
我不会说哎。真的，你叫这个名字吗
？I wouldn't say indeed. Is it your real name?
你把你的这个身份证给我看一下好不好
？Can you show me your ID?
我们不会做这种事情的。
We wouldn't do that sort of thing.
这是我们人与人之间来往。
And actually, this is how we interact with men.
其实我们从圣经上面，神也是这样子跟我们来往。
Indeed, in the scripture, God actually interact with you the same way.
他用各样的方法把他自己介绍给我们。
And using different ways to introduce himself to us.
那么第一个我们看到的，在圣经上告诉我们神是怎么样的一位神呢？他是自有永有的神。
And the first thing is, God talk about is actually self-existing.
这个是在出埃及记第三章十四节那边告诉我们的。
And this is talk about in Exodus 3:14.
我们一起来念好不好？如果你用英文的，你就用英文念；那么用中文的，我们就用中文念。我们一起来念。
Read together.
神对摩西说：“我是自有永有的。”又说：“你要对以色列人这样说：那自有永有的打发我到你们这里来。”在这里，他告诉我们说他是自有永有的。
This here tells us is actually self-existing from everlasting to everlasting.
我相信我们中间有很多人喜欢用理性的方法来讨论神的存在。
And I trust that a lot of different you would actually talk about logically how God exists.
对不对？我们从宇宙形成的这个理论，我们来看。
And actually, how we actually the universe is formed from that theory.
那么另外一个方法叫做目的论。
And actually, another way of looking at it is actually objectively.
就是说，如果比方说这里有一个表做了，对不对？有一个表在这里方。
And actually, there's some sort of a form.
有一个表，手表。
Oh, is it? There's a watch here.
那我们晓得有一个人 design 的，对不对
？And we think that someone designed this watch.
那我们知道他有他的目的。
We know we trust that there is a goal.
这就是目的论。
And actually, this is the goal type of objectiveness.
另外还有一个就是本体论。
And another word is
ontology.
Ontology.
Ontological 就是本体论，就是它本身是存在的。
And actually, this how this object already exists.
那我们很多人，我们认为说啊，任何的事情都有一个因，对不对
？You know, we think that a lot of different things have a
都有一个原因。
There's actually a reason for it.
那么，不可能从一个 nothing 变成 something， 对不对
？You actually cannot go from a nothing to something.
所以，当我们在讨论这些问题的时候，我们就想到说，那么如果有一个人，有一位神哈。
When you talk about these things, when you think about there's a God,
那么他是自有拥有的，他是自己存在的 ，self-existing， 可不可能
？Is it possible that this God is self-existing?
可能的，真的是可能的。
It is possible.
那么最后一个就是我们叫做道德论。
Actually, another way of looking at it is a
道德论，就是 morality。
Morality.
那么我们就晓得哦，神存在。
And we think that God exists.
那么神存在，那么他怎么会让我们知道他存在呢
？And if God exists, how does He tell us that He exists?
对不对？如果有一位神存在
，If there's a God who exists,
照着我们所理性上面来分析的话
，Actually, allow us to get to know Him.
那么如果这个神存在
，If this God exists,
如果说他不启示给我们，他不介绍他自己给我们
，If He doesn't reveal Himself to us,
我们没有一个人能够说我认识他了
，And no one would say that I know Him.
这是非常非常合理性的。
Actually, this is very logical.
我们人与人之间来往就是这个样子。
And when we interact with man between each other, this is how we do it.
圣经上就告诉我们，他自己介绍给我们，他是自有拥有的。
The scripture tells us introduce himself to us as self-existing.
接下去我们就讲到神他做了什么事情。
And actually, let's talk about what God had done.
那么圣经上第一句话就说起初神创造天地。
The first verse in the Bible it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth."
我们一起来念好不好？
Let's read together.
起初神创造天地，这就是圣经上告诉我们的。
It is what the scripture tells us.
那么神的荣耀已经展现在他的创造的世界里面。
And its glory displays in its creation.
那么他是怎么造成这个世界的呢
？And how did he actually create this universe?
圣经上也讲得很清楚。
And the scripture also tells us very clearly.
我们一起念诗篇三十三篇哈，我们一起来念。诸天借着耶和华的话而造，天上的万象借着他口中的气而成。他把海水聚集成垒，把深海安放在库房中。愿全地都敬畏耶和华，愿世上的居民都惧怕他，因为他说有就有，命立就立。这是圣经上告诉我们他是怎么创造这个宇宙，创造这个世界
？And actually, the scripture tells us how he created this the world.
好，哎，过头了哈。好。那么，在这希伯来书第十一章第十一章第三节那边，他告诉我们什么呢？他说这个宇宙是因着神的话造成的，这样那看得见的，就 就是从那看不见的造出来的。
Hebrews 11:3 tells us that the universe was formed out of God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
这就是我们用理性在讨论的时候。
So when we actually talk about things logically,
那么我们认为从 nothing 变成 something is impossible.
So we think about having something from nothing is would be impossible.
但是这位自由拥有的神，这位 self-existing 的神
，But this self-existing God.
他可以这样子做。
He can do that.
所以我们称他是神。
So that's why we call him God.
好，那么 ，OK， 那么在以赛亚书第四十章第二十八节这边，他告诉我们，他说：“你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，他并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。”在这里。
Isaiah tells us that, Do you not know and have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
他的能力跟他的智慧是不会没有穷尽的。
There is no limit to his power and his ability.
他就是这样子把他自己介绍给我们。
And this is how he introduced himself to us.
好，那么接下去呢，我们就要提到神跟他的在他的创造里面有一个非常非常特别、非常非常高峰的一个创造。
And it's also a very special, very this creation that God had made.
我们一起念好不好？神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。”使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜，以及全地和地上所有爬行的生物。于是神照着自己的形象造人，就是照着神的形象造了他。他所创造的有男有女。这个不是和合本啊，这个是新译本。
This is it's a new translation.
所以你们如果读惯了这个和合本的话。可能你会觉得说，哇，这是哪一个版本啊？这是新译本。
This is a newer translation. If you're
那么在这里告诉我们说，神造了人，他是照着他自己的形象和样式造的。
And this tells us actually God created man in His own image.
这就是我自己做牧师做了20年了。
That is for me as a pastor for 20 years.
在过去读圣经，跟弟兄姐妹来往。
In the past, I read about the Bible and interact with the brothers and sisters.
你知道，我真的是发现，圣经上讲很多东西，就是我们在每天生活当中，我们人与人接触、人与人来往，我们的基本的一些东西。
Actually, the scripture talk about the very basic things that we interact with people everyday life.
因为神造我们是照着他自己的形象和样式造的。
Because God created man according to His own image.
那么在这里呢，他又告诉我们说，他从一本哈、造出了万族来。
And it should tell us that one man made all the nations.
神在创世的时候，他就造了亚当。
And when he actually got created, he created Adam.
那么他造了亚当之后呢，这个我觉得这是一个非常 fascinating 的一件事情哈。
Creating Adam is such a fascinating thing.
他造了亚当，他没有造夏娃。
And after he created Adam, he didn't create Steve.
最起码他还没有先造夏娃。
At least he didn't create Eve first.
那么圣经上告诉我们说他是造男造女。
And actually, the scripture tells us he created man and woman.
但是创世纪第二章他就详细的解释他是怎么造男造女。
And actually, Genesis 2 to explain to us how he created man and woman.
然后他造完了之后，他就把所有的动物都带到亚当面前。
And after he created man, he brought all the animals in front of Adam.
我每次看到这边的时候，我就很想笑啊。
And actually, when I read about this, I feel like laughing.
我就想到说，亚当万一显了一个不知道是什么东西哈，做他的配偶。
And what if actually Adam found whatever he found that's his mate?
那我们今天不是很惨吗？
Well, then then we're in trouble today.
就好像有点像，你们有没有看过 Star Wars 啊？
Have you seen the Star Wars movie?
里面那些怪里怪气的人物啊。
And all these different strange characters.
但是我相信神知道，因为他把他自己的形象和样式放在亚当的里面。
But God knows because he put his own image into Adam.
他知道亚当会找不到的。他知道亚当会找从所有的生物、动物、牲畜、野兽当中找不到跟他有一样性情的。
He knew that Adam would not be able to find from all the creation someone like him.
所以神从他身上取了一颗肋骨。
So actually God grabbed a rib from him.
然后造了一个另外一个人。
To create another person.
那么亚当一看到他的时候。
And when Adam first saw her.
这个希伯来文的表达哈，这个给我们你从有的英语的翻译本，你就可以看到。
And the Hebrew translation, and actually you can see from the you can see that from the different versions.
亚当一看到之后，他马上就知道就是这个人。
And when the minute Adam saw her, he knew that that was the one.
我不觉得亚当知道神是怎么造的。
I don't think Adam know how God created him.
因为神造的时候他在睡觉，对不对？
Because when God created he was sleeping.
他叫他睡熟睡睡熟睡了，对不对？然后从他身上取了一个肋骨下来。
And actually, Adam fell into deep sleep. And actually, when God
但是刚才我们看到的经文，他说从这一本造出万族来。
And the scripture tells us from one man created come with that from all nations.
神在当初建立了一个婚姻制度。
And actually, God created the marriage.
那是最完美的一个婚姻制度，最完美的一个婚姻。
It's a most perfect marriage.
同意不同意啊
？Do you not agree?
我们现在的婚姻都不是最完美的。
And now today's marriage is not so perfect.
我不是说你们的婚姻好坏的问题。
It's not like I talk about whether or not your
marriage
is good or bad.
都不是完美的。
And our marriage is not perfect.
因为我们没有一个人是完全的人。
Because we don't know none of us are perfect.
所以我们的婚姻不可能是完美的。
So our marriage cannot be perfect.
神就设立了一对夫妇。
And God set up this couple.
这一对夫妇他们的婚姻是完美的。
And they got this.Husband and wife marriage is perfect.
很可惜的。
But it's a shame.
我们讲说好景不长啊。
And that we can might say that good things don't last.
或者是用我们现代的话讲 ，honeymoon is too short.
Or we can might say the honeymoon is too short.
我们明天就会讲到亚当他的影响。
And then tomorrow we talk about how Adam fell.
特别是透过家庭。
And especially through the family,
透过婚姻
through marriage,
我们明天会谈到
we'll talk about that tomorrow.
明天也许我们真的是会看到人真的是需要神的救恩
And we'll see that tomorrow that man indeed needs God's salvation.
接下去，下面一个 slide 告诉我们，哦，已经出来了哈。那么就是神呢设立的这个地。让人怎么样可以居住
？And God also created land so the man can live.
那么明天我们也会讲到到底这个地发生了什么事情。
And also tomorrow we'll talk about what happened on this land.
那么神还有，神还有其他的属性啊。
And actually, God also has other things.
圣经上讲到很多神的属性。
God, the scripture talk about different attributes of God.
他是圣洁的神，他是公义的神，他是慈爱的神，他是怜悯的神，他是全能的神，他是全知的神。这都是圣经上告诉我们的。
God is holy, righteous, gracious, compassionate, all powerful. These are all attributes that the Bible tells us.
那么我们今天呢，下面我们特地要提到一件事情，就是神的公义和他的公正。
And we also want to talk about God is righteous.
因为神是公义的，他喜爱公义的行为，正直的人一定可以见到他的面。
And actually, because he is righteous, he loves justice, so the upright will see his face.
所以我们可以看到这位神他是怎么样的一位神到现在为止哈。
So actually you can see what kind of God he is.
那么在出埃及记第34章第6节到第7节呢，这边我们一起来读好不好，我们一起来读。耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千千万万人留下慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，一定要清除罪，追讨罪孽，自父及子至孙直到三四代。在这里告诉我们说神的公义和他的公正。
In this here, it tells you God is righteous and also with love justice. The scripture tells us that man has to be accountable to God.
这也是我们人在社会上，在这个人，在我们人生活当中所碰到的，对不对？
This is what we men encounter on this earth.
你在一个公司里面做事，
you work in a company.
你不能够说我今天一点钟去，我就喜欢一点钟去，我就一点钟去。
You cannot say that I want to feel like going in at 1 o'clock.
我喜欢做这个，我就做这个。
I feel like doing this, I'm going to do this.
我不对任何人负责任。
I don't need to be accountable to anyone.
No, 没有这种事情。
No such thing.
你即使是老板，你也一定要有负责任的，对不对？
Even if you're the boss, you still have to be accountable.
那么我们常常讲到说什么叫做民主，对不对？
We talk about democracy.
那么一个国家的元首，他必须对他的百姓，他是要有负责的。
The chief of the country has to be accountable to his people.
这就叫做民主。
This is what's called democracy.
如果我们讲说君主集权的话
，If we talk about dictatorship,
那么他是不对他的百姓负，他不需要对他的百姓负责。
He doesn't need to be accountable to his people.
每一个人都要对他负责。
Everyone has to be accountable to him.
但是他不需要对人负责。
He doesn't need to be accountable to men.
这不是我们所看到的，这也不是我们所喜欢的。
This is what not we see, and also not something.
那么圣经上很多地方让我们看见，我们人要对神是要负责的。
And actually, in Scripture, many places we need to be accountable to God.
那么在创世纪。好，那么在创世纪第二章第十七节、十六节、十七节那边，神，这是我们通常很熟悉的一件事情哈。
And actually, Genesis 2 is something that we're quite familiar with.
神吩咐那人说：“园中各样树上的果子你都可以吃，只是那知善恶树的果子你不可以吃，因为你吃的时候必定要死，你必要死。”那么这个地方他讲到说知善恶树哈，我们和合本翻译成分别善恶树，其实是他原来的意思是说知道善恶树。
And actually, this is really translated as a tree that allows you to recognize good and evil.
在这里就让我们看见神是造人的神。
And you see that this is a God who created man.
人要向神负责的。
Man needs to be accountable to God.
我们人是有责任心的，对不对？
And when man has actually some sense of responsibility.
我们在教小孩子的时候，在小孩子小的时候
，when you teach young kids,
我们也希望教他养成一个负责任的心，对不对
？We teach him about responsibility.
这个真的是从圣经上面，我们从圣经上面可以看到这些事情。
And this is what we can see from the Bible.
神创造我们人的时候，他就是要我们对他有负责任。
When God created man, He wanted us to be responsible and accountable to Him.
他告诉人，这个树上的果子你不可以吃，吃的日子必定死。
And actually, God told them, with the fruit on this tree, you cannot eat. If you eat, you will for sure will certainly die.
他希望人对他负责。
He wanted man to be accountable to Him.
换句话讲，我们就是听他，因为他是神。
Because He's God.He wanted to listen to.
他是造我们的神。
He is the one who created us.
他不是一个独裁者。
He's not a dictator.
他是一个完美的神。
He's a perfect God.
所以他可以这样子要求。
So he can actually make that kind of demand.
我们小孩子在小的时候，我们是不是也是这个样子？
When we when children are young, is are we not like that?
我们就告诉他，你这个功课今天晚上八点以前一定要做完。
We told them that before 8 o'clock tonight, you got to finish your homework.
你不能拖到明天。
You cannot drag until tomorrow.
那我们做父母的，我们就期望他能够做到这件事情。
As parents, we want them to be able to do that.
是不是这样子？
Is it not?
如果我们不这样子做的话，
If we don't do that.
这会产生什么后果？
What kind of consequences would get?
我告诉你，真的是一个 disaster.
I told you that would be a disaster.
我们从圣经上面看到，神一开始的时候就告诉亚当要向神，他是有 我们用英文讲就是 accountable.
And when God created Adam, He told him that he needs to be accountable.
好，在弥迦书第六章第八节这边也告诉我们，他说：“世人呐、啊，耶和华已经指示你什么是善，他向你所要的又是什么？无非是要你行公义、好怜悯、谦虚、谨慎，与你的神同行。”这都让我们看见神对人他是有一个要求的。
And you see from Micah 6:8, he actually got has certain demand for man.
其实就是 accountable.
And that is just accountable.
我们有的时候跟人家传福音的时候。
When we actually share the gospel with men,
有人就会告诉我们说，他说，我现在什么都有了。
And we might hear that I have everything.
我工作也很好。
I have a good job.
啊，我小孩子啊也不错。
Actually, the kids aren't too bad.
我们家也不错。
Our family is not too bad.
该住的什么都有了。
And actually, the place we live is no problem.
我不需要这位神。
I don't need this God.
弟兄姐妹，这不是福音。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the gospel.
圣经上让我们看见，我们对造我们的神是有责任的。
And the scripture tells us that we need to be accountable to our God.
我们小孩子在小的时候，如果说他没有听你给他的一些指令的话
，You see that the children, if you don't, they don't listen to you.
你会做一件什么事情
？What would you do?
你会处罚他的。
You would punish him.
你可能会让他把他一些 privilege 把他拿掉。
You might remove some of the privileges.
你让他可能平常他喜欢做的事情，像现在最喜欢的就是玩那个叫什么东西哈，这个我们叫做按指足哈，就是按指头的这个足哈。
You might be really into these games.
你可能就不让他玩呐。
Perhaps you stop him from playing.
是不是这样子呢
？Is it not like that?
是这样子的。
Yes, indeed.
这是我们教小孩，我们希望他能够负责任。
And when we teach the kids, we want them to be accountable.
我们就知道他将来长大了之后，他才能够独立，他才能够做他自己能够做的事情。
So that when he grows up, he can be independent doing what things.
在社会上做一个有用的人。
And to be a productive citizen in the society.
这就是我们的目标。
This is our goal.
圣经上就是这样子告诉我们。
And this is what the scripture tells us.
还有很多事情可以讲神。
Yeah, I can continue to talk a lot about God.
整本圣经都是在讲神的事情。
The entire Bible is talk about God.
我常常碰到一些人，他读圣经读了半天啊，我就会问他，我说你读圣经在看什么东西呢
？Yeah, actually, when I ask someone who is reading Bible, when you read Bible, what are you reading?
他说我就是看神叫我，可以做这个，不可以做那个，可以做这个，不可以做那个。
I will see that I can do this, I cannot do that.
然后到最后我们通通都失败了。
And at the end, we all fail.
其实圣经它不是要告诉我们要做这个不做这个。
And the scripture is actually not talking about telling us do this, not do that.
第一件事情是他把他自己介绍给我们。
The first thing is he introduced himself to us.
今天我在这里就这么短短的一段时间告诉你们。
And today is such a short time that I introduced it to you.
就好像你们有没有看过那种玩具的屋啊？这个房屋很漂亮，小孩子特别是那个 doll house， 对不对？那么里面有许许多多东西，有好多不同的房间，有没有看过啊
？Have you seen this doll house with all the different features?
也许我们中间有的人你还 dream 有这么样一个 doll house，
and perhaps you are still dreaming about having such a doll house。
你知道我们以前叫做 doll house， 其实是不太对的。
Actually, the dollhouse when it's what's called, it's not quite right.
因为我知道有几个男的，哇，他们是 crazy about 这个。
And actually, some boys are actually crazy about this.
你去他们家的时候啊，以前我在念书的时候，我就去一个人家里面，他就给我看他的那个，他叫做玩具屋。
And actually, when I was in college, I had someone show me this house. Actually, this
哇，里面啊，每一个房间啊，都是摆的他 dream 的一些家具啦，这些东西摆的整整齐齐的。
Every room has all the furniture he wanted to actually neatly prepare.
他把那个墙关起来了。
And close up the wall.
然后他就告诉我，他说你只能从这个窗户啊看进去。
You can also only peek through the window.
那个窗户真小啊。
A tiny little window.
你只能用一个眼睛啊这样瞄进去啊。
Actually, you can only see through squeezing one eye.
我前面所讲的就好像那个小小的窗户一样。
And what I've talked about is almost like that tiny little window.
只不过我今天只是把你们引到一个这个玩具的屋里面。
Actually, I want to attract you to this dollhouse.
从一个小小的窗户，你能够看进去。
And through this little window that you can look into it.
所以当主耶稣告诉那两个门徒，他说你们要什么的时候
，So when actually Jesus asked these disciples, "What do you seek?"
他接下去，他就跟他们讲一句话。
And actually, following on, he said this.
他说：“你们来看
，Come and see。
主耶稣就是要在叫你，你要来看。
And Jesus, what he's telling us, come and see。
我今天只是给你们一个小小的窗口。
Today I only give you a tiny little window。
他会让你们看见天开了。
You actually can see that actually the wind, the heavens open。
就好像他招拿但业的时候。
And actually, he told this Nathaniel.
拿但业真的是很 amazing， 他心里想：哇，主耶稣这么远，我在这个无花果树底下，你就能够看见我。
And Nathaniel said, "Yeah, actually, it is so far away. I was under the fig tree, but he can see me."
主耶稣告诉他，他说：你要看见比这个更大的事。
And Jesus told him, "You would see far greater things."
他说：你要看见天开了。
And you see the heaven opens.
我们明天我们会看见更大的事。
And with tomorrow, we can see even greater things.
我希望你们能够继续回来，能够真的是看主耶稣，让我们看见天开了。
You know, I hope that you can come back tomorrow and hear that Jesus opened up the heaven for us.
不只是明天。
Not only tomorrow.
我也希望你们以后能够常常回到这个教会。
I hope that you can come back frequently to this church.
常常来听神的话。
And come and hear God's words.
让你慢慢慢慢的眼睛被打开
，so that your eyes may be open，
你就会看见这本圣经里面所讲的这位神，真的是就像保罗所说的，他说：“我不是以为我已经得着了，我乃是竭力追求。”
And actually, this you can see about this God, like the, what Paul said, I not that I have come, but I actually can see。
所以能够得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。
And so I can.Grab onto what Jesus had given us.
我觉得 ESV 翻译的很好哈。他说的，他说我不是以为我已经得着了。
In the ESV, the Bible talks about not that I can find what I wanted to get.
他说我乃是竭力追求。
And that I continue seeking.
他说因为耶稣已经得着我了。
Because Jesus had already got a hold of me.
这就是我今天我要跟你们讲的。
This is the message I want to share with you.
我盼望我们中间有的人，你说我还没有信主。
And actually, maybe someone among us said, "I have not accepted Jesus Christ."
我希望你能够借着这一点点的小窗口。
I hope that through this little window,
你以后经常回到这个教会。
That you'll come back to this church.
你就能够看见里面的我这个人不太会讲话，常常讲到最后就词穷了。我就不知道该讲什么了。
Actually, I'm running out of words to say.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们满心的感谢你。
And our God in heaven, we're filled with such joyful heart.
是你把你自己启示给我们，介绍给我们。
That you reveal to us, introduce yourself to us.
我们又是何等的人
？We are such men.
我们算什么呢
？Who are we?
你却把你自己介绍给我们
，That you introduce yourself to us，
让我们能够认识你
，So we can get to know you。
我们谢谢你
，Thank you。
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
，We pray according to the holy name of Jesus Christ。
阿门
，Amen。